Okay. So I lost the first part, so I'm going to weave it in real quick. Going back to 12/5/2018, lesson 37, sliding arms along the length of the leg. So I'm just going to recap because my battery died, but I don't want to miss the lesson. So the first 10 minutes here, you're going to bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, interlace your hands behind your head, and lift your head, developing the use of your core. From there, you're going to hold the feet from the outside, and you're going to lengthen your legs to the ceiling and bending them back down, alternating your knees and elbows. So your elbows are on the outside in the beginning, and then they go to the inside. And then resting on your back. So now you're going to bend your knees again, bring your legs to standing, and you're going to bring your left hand behind your head. So you're going to utilize using your left hand to support your core, right? Your core engaging. So your head is going to rest in your hand, and it's all about your core. You're going to bring your right leg up into your chest, and your right hand is going to get a hold of the right foot from the outside. So you're going to lift your head and lift your right leg at the same time, lengthening and then folding back down. So the key question always to be asking yourself is, the moment that you lift your leg and head, is my core engaged? Feeling that that belly button pulls to the floor, back to the floor. Feeling you exhale, that you empty your lungs and your chest softens. Right? So this is not about your nose touching your knee. It's not about any of that. It's not about making your right leg straight. It's about engaging your core to let your cervical spine and upper back, as well as your hip flexors, to be free. Good. Now you're going to pause for a moment and you're going to let go of your right leg. You're going to keep your left hand behind your head, and you're going to bring your right leg now towards the ceiling. So you keep that up just because you let go. You don't need your hand. Just listen to the instructions. So your right leg is pointed towards the ceiling. Allow your right knee to be soft, right? Doesn't have to be straight. Left hand is behind your head. So your left hand is there is to support the lift of your head, yes, and engaging your core. We good? So now with the right hand, you're going to bring your right hand to the outside of your right thigh. And you're going to start to slide your right hand along the outside to your knee, to your calf, and if possible, up to the foot and ankle. And you're going to stay on the outside for right now. So as you're traveling along the right leg, you will feel when you need to lift your head, right? When you need to engage your core so that you can get closer and closer to your foot. So that's part of the movement, is recognizing when that moment is. And then the next part of the lesson is to really sense your right hand caressing the outside of your right leg. Right? So you're not really in a hurry to get to the foot. It's really about, how do you feel? So you're using the entire right hand, every finger, including your thumb, right, is caressing, right? So there's times when you feel less muscle and you feel more bone, especially around the knee area, right? So you're taking in all the sensation underneath your hand. That's it. And now you're going to start to incorporate the front side of your right leg. So as long you're doing the outside, and then you start going around or over the front thigh and over the right knee, right? And that's where it gets really bony, right? So you really utilize your right hand to explore now the front as well as that outer side. There's no hurry, no rush. You're really sensing, what does your right leg feel like? In a way that you probably have never thought about. And then even traveling to the inside of your right leg. Right? So again, there's no hurry. You're taking your time and you're really becoming aware of the shape, the size, the texture of your right leg. Where muscles begin and end, where the bony parts are. Beautiful. Okay. And then let's just take a rest from that. Lower your arms, legs, rest. And really observe both the sensation and experience that you have now with your right arm, your right hand, and your right leg. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. And this time, all we're going to change is the hands. So your right hand gets to rest under your head and support your head. You bring the right leg up, and it's going to be your left hand that gets to explore the right leg. So you're going to start more on the inner thigh, the inner part of the knee up to the foot. Again, you use the right hand now to support the lifting of your head. And you're feeling your core engaged the whole time. And you're sensing, what is it like with your left hand to first caress the inside and then the top side. You can even go a little bit behind where your buttocks is, behind the knee. So it's your own process to explore your right leg and how you're taking in the information through your left hand. Right? So each one of us may notice one hand has a different kind of quality of sensitivity that you're taking in the right leg. There's so many things to pay attention to. And the most important thing is your sensation, what you're sensationally feeling. So what do you feel through this left hand? What are you discovering that you never noticed before? That's it. Okay, and then let's let that rest. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Feet standing, and once again, the right leg. So you're gonna bring the right leg up towards the ceiling. And now this time, you're gonna caress with both hands. So it gets a little trickier because you have to distribute your attention to both hands. You're taking in the sensation of both hands with the right leg, right? And then as you move towards the foot and the ankle, the core engages so that your head can lift. But how are you able to take in the sensation of both hands? Right? So you have to go slow to allow your mind to have this level of awareness. Exploring the texture, again, where you feel muscles, where you feel bones. What does the front part, the shin, feel like? What does it feel like behind your knee, on the sides of your knee? Explore your right leg like you've never explored and touched it before, right? When we get in the shower, we're in such a hurry, right? You may start to recognize that when you even shower and touch yourself, you're not even really feeling yourself touch yourself because our mind is somewhere else. That's it. And why is it so important? So sensation, what you feel is everything. If you can't feel, then you have no idea what you're doing. That's it. Excellent. Okay. Let's let it rest, let it go. And just feel what the right leg again feels like, and now both hands. So from this delicate touch combined with your awareness, how are you experiencing the right leg differently? Does it feel larger? Does it feel longer? Does it feel flatter? Does it feel more present with you? Somehow your right leg is more alive. Compare and contrast the right leg to the left. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring the right leg up again. Your right hand is going to get a hold of the right arch from the outside. And your left hand is going to be, no, outside. There you go. Left hand is with your right knee. Okay? And so you're going to lift up your right foot. You know, it's towards the ceiling. And you're going to start to make with your right hand. So don't straighten it. Relax. Relax the knee. So let the knee relax, but the foot's towards the ceiling still, right? How do you do that? That's it. And you're going to start to make a circle with the right foot. So you're going to feel the circle. It's the right foot and right lower leg. That's it. And you feel the circle happening. That's it. So it's not just the foot, it's the whole lower leg. That's it. So a few times one way, and then you're going to change the direction. I think all of you stopped breathing. This feels difficult, so breathe. Find a way to breathe and make your circles. That's it, so that's it. What's happening in the hip? So think more Lynn hip, right? Change the direction again. Excellent. Okay, let's rest it. Okay, we're going to try the same thing, but just switch the arms. So you'll bend your knees again, then you'll bring your right knee up into your chest. And this time the left hand gets a hold of the foot from the inside and your right hand is with your knee. You lengthen the foot up towards the ceiling, right? That's it. And then you start to make circles. Let's go clockwise. I think you all are doing that. So there's kind of like two circles, right? There's a circle that you feel with the foot, but then you also feel like a circle happening in the hip, right? So there's two circles. It's not just making a circle with your ankle and being frozen in the hip. So figure this out. And there can be, as Dana's figuring out, there's some lengthening and shortening of the leg, right? CJ's figuring it out too. So, right, that the foot moves a little more towards the ceiling that bends down. So how do you do this? And then the other leg is standing. Make sure that your left leg is standing to support your back. So left leg standing. Left leg, there you go. Because otherwise it's too hard. See how much easier that is? And then change the direction. So figure out how to make the circle with the foot, circle in the hip, lifting the foot, lowering the foot. How does this all happen? And it happens through your awareness, your sensation, sensations of what I'm describing, your to feel. Not what you think. So you're feeling what I've described. Change the direction again. Excellent. Some of you are starting to roll a little bit on your back. Okay, let it all go and let's rest. And sense how things feel now. What do you experience different with this right leg compared to the left? Now, in a moment, so we're not done with the lesson, but in a moment, I am going to have you just briefly come up to standing because I'd like you to feel when you're weight bearing how different this right leg feels. So you bring yourself up, but you stay deep within yourself of being aware, of sensing and feeling. What is different now? So go ahead, come up. What is different now with the right leg? And with your whole sense of yourself? Is the right leg like a pillar now and organized inside the pelvis? And somehow it feels connected to your spine. It's stable. Compare and contrast. all the differences between the right leg and the left leg. Excellent. Go back to the floor. Okay, so bend your knees and bring the left leg up, right? And you're going to bring your right hand behind your head. And you're going to start slowly and gently exploring the left leg with your left hand. And again, really taking your time. So you lift your head with the use of your right hand, engaging the core. So there's no neck muscles involved, but you're really paying attention to the caressing of the information that you're sensing underneath your left hand. Every single finger, every pad of every finger, the heel of the hand, right? Your hand, your fingers are spread apart and you are sensing through all the pads of your fingers and hands what the texture and shape is like with your left leg. It's as if you've never even touched your left leg before. You're exploring and sensing your left leg, left knee, left shin, all the way to the left foot like you've never explored before. And you're flooded with all kinds of new information. And that information is all coming through your sensory awareness. That's it. And let's let that go and rest and pause for a moment. So I just discovered something. See the power of awareness. So I'm going to say it's close to freezing in here today. So since many of you get here before me, right? Guess what? And there's not just one. Let's see. Heat, two. Let's see. Here we go. There's two of these. So if you guys would be super, super kind that when you come to class next week to pull these puppies down and we'll plug them in, so that you're not absolutely freezing on the floor. Just took me a little time to figure it out. But at least I did, right? Because what happens is when it gets so cold at night, the main system, there we go. The main system, takes forever, right? It's such a big building and the ceiling's so high, right? To warm up. Now, my apologies for not noticing sooner, but even with 15 minutes left, I thought that's better than nothing. Okay, bend your knees again. Change hands, left hand behind your head. Right hand gets to explore left leg. Bring the left leg up. And again, why is this so important? So yesterday was extraordinary with one of my clients. Because I've given her, you know, how I talk about like a homework, right? A movement for you to do. And every week she's come back and she continues to do the movement, I'm going to say incorrectly. And yesterday was this extraordinary moment that we figured out why she was doing it incorrectly. And it has to do with what you're doing right now. So as I'm telling the story, you got to listen to the story a little bit, but also sense what you're feeling. So can anyone guess, why would she, week after week, continue to do the movement incorrectly? And we've reviewed it every week. Anyone have a clue? Well, you're along the lines, but it was just so profound. I mean, it's back to what I'm having you do right now and what the key to this work is: awareness and sensory awareness. She kept on thinking cerebrally what to do. That does you no good. So if you're mentally thinking, oh, I'm bending myself on the left side, that's a cerebral thought. And that will mess you up for life. It's like going to the doctor. Cerebral messes you up. So you don't listen to your brain. You listen to what you're doing right now. You're listening to your hand. You're listening to your leg, what you feel and you sense. Is where all the wisdom is. So yesterday was the first time she learned to actually sense what she was doing instead of thinking what she was to do. Does that make any sense? Yeah? Okay, it gets even cooler. It was really emotional. Lynn knows that. Lynn and I have had our emotional times, right? I mean, this was really potent for this woman, because it was the first time in her life that she became aware that she completely shut down from feeling and sensing. Because from the time she was 6 months old, she's got history like me, she was poked and prodded and put tests, but needles, inner, outer, and she made a decision, I don't want to feel in this body anymore. So she's been doing everything through her mind. Do you guys know what a breakthrough that was yesterday? It was so cool. But that is what sets what you're doing right now. Let's pause and rest. Sets this work apart from any other work. It's the only method that asks you to pay attention to what you're doing. Sensing, feeling, feel you. What do you feel that you're doing? Don't be in your head about what do you think you're to do. You know, I want to write a book, and I keep on thinking, what should the title be? Because awareness is, but I think sensory needs to be in there. It's what type of awareness? It's not being mentally aware. Do you see what I'm saying? It's feeling in here. You're feeling in a way you've never been asked to feel before. Knees up again. And now explore your left leg with both hands, right? So I just wanted to share that. It was so profound, you guys. It was so profound for me. I mean, I hadn't really totally pinpointed why, when I started this work when I was 20 years old, it made such a difference. But it was because I learned to feel. And I, like the general population, you guys, we all shut down feeling to some extent, right? So this is a lesson where you really get to feel both through your leg right now, your left leg, both through your hands, exploring who you are, what are you taking and what are you learning, discovering? Because your leg, your left leg, is different than anybody else's in here. And it's what your left leg and hands mean to you, because that's all that matters. Excellent. Okay, and let it go. Rest. Anyways, I wanted to share. It was really profound. It was so profound. And it just reminded me how lucky I have felt my whole life to have started this work at 20. I mean, this wonderful client of mine is like 60. And to have that awareness at 60. So all these years have gone by. And this is why physical therapy, nothing's worked for her. Because she hasn't known how to feel. But it's never too late. It was really profound. Okay, bend the legs again. Left hand is with the left foot. Right hand with the left knee, and you're going to start to find that wonderful circle. First with the foot and then incorporating the left hip, right? And how do you know? How do you know that you're doing a circle in the hip and in the foot? You know because you're feeling. You're sensing what you're doing. I've described something for you to do and you feel it. But notice if you're doing more of the circle with the foot, less with the hip, can you somehow balance them and then change the direction? Hey, these little heaters are helping, yes? I apologize that I didn't see it earlier. And if you haven't changed directions, change directions, and make sure the other leg is always standing. Why is that important? Why does this leg need to be standing? What does it make it easier on? Right, your hips and your back. So straighten the leg and feel what's harder now. Right? And so you have to feel that to understand it. Okay, change arms. So just move your right hand to the foot, left hand to the knee, and continue with your circles. So again, like CJ, right? So nothing is right or wrong, but it's understanding through sensation. So all of you straighten the right leg and feel how that kind of immobilizes the pelvis. It's not as easy. There's a strain. And that's not written up in a textbook. You feel it. So it makes sense to have the right leg bent, right? It gives more ease in the motion. Change the direction. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it all go and rest. So let's see how the left leg is feeling now. Are they more similar? What sensations do you feel? What is the space like behind your knees now? Virtually almost nothing. How much more of both of your legs are making contact now? And what about your lower back? What about your breath and your breathing? Slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and right so that you can feel the ease and the quality of ease. Now rolling your head because you haven't engaged your neck, using your core the whole time. I think this is the best I've ever seen your guys' legs. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side, come up to standing to observe how you feel in standing now with both your legs from this lesson.